Are you a lover of gist?
Cruise and vibes.
Toku toku, betayans, and everything in between.
Do you get bored easily like me?
As in, do you need something to help you relax after a stressful day? My dear, relaxation has never killed anybody. No fear, Sha, you're in the right place. You know the vibes now. So plug up and stay vibing. You're listening to Vibes and Whatnot with your C.
Body go rest you. Your tongue go confess you. Your head go correct you. You not go forget you. So you get the concept. Then the day passing. You go learn your own lesson. Everybody keep on searching. For miraculous blessing. You go buy for the ghost you. If you know, know yourself, you go lost you. If you get the money, you be blessed you. I'm a nobody, holy, no apostle.
Hey Timmy, what's poppin'? Hi guys, it is your favorite homegirl, Yessi, and you're listening to Vibes and Whatnot with Yessi. This is another tantalizing episode. But guess what guys, we're going to switch it up a little today. I mean, we're not going to be talking about all this mushy stuff we've been talking about like for a while now. We're going to talk about something deep. We're going to talk about something serious. Now, serious issue. And we're going to address it today. I'm going to be talking about money. Yes, you heard that right. Money. Kudi, ego, owo. Financial freedom. I mean, okay, let's kick it off like this. I mean, I woke up today with the sole realization that we're not getting any younger. As in this decade, that's where most of you will get married and start having children, to be very honest. You people are going, see, you guys are millennials. I mean, we're millennials. In the next 10 years is even too much. 5 years. My darlings, especially girls, you people are on your way to what? To marriage. So like I said, you guys are on your way to marriage. And to be very honest, first off, let's stop this whole entitlement mentality. I mean, when we're growing, everybody was always like, I want to be rich. I am going to be rich. I go get money. I go get wealthy. And then some of you grow up with that mentality that once you go to school and come out, that's it. Money will follow. Like you're entitled to being wealthy. First off, dead that thought. Not everybody. The truth is not everybody is going to be wealthy. And that is the truth. That is the honest truth. Now, your own mindset should be not being among those people that would not be wealthy. Do you get? Like, are you following me? Okay, so basically I was reviewing past episodes here, and I discovered that we haven't really talked about money as millennials. Honestly, that should be like top priority on our mind. I mean, we should consider it top priority. Do you get? We should really consider money. I mean, a lot of people don't really understand money. Do you get? And I mean this in the sense that someone that wants to be wealthy, that wants to have enough money to last he or her and their entire generation. And from now, you do not even know how to manage money. Like, you do not even know how to save or how to watch your spending. Like, are you on the right path? Do you get? I mean, some people, a lot of people are delusional because, I mean, you don't even know how to save. You don't even know how to manage the 30k that is in your account. And you feel like when you get what, 1 million, you'll be able to manage it more. It's not possible, my dear. Responsibilities come with more money. Do you get? So it's from now that we need to understand how to manage money. I mean, as millennials, this money issue bar is like a big deal that needs to be addressed. You can't boycott it. You can't run away from it. You can't hide from it. It has to be addressed. Do you get? As a millennial, the moment, as a youth, safe, scratch that, the moment you hit age 18, the money issue goes straight from an idea in your mind to reality that you need to actualize. Do you get me? Like, you realize that, I actually need to, like, bring this idea to actualization. I mean, I can't just keep thinking about it in my mind. I go blow, I go make this money. And that is when you sit yourself down and you realize that, Omo, I really got to make this money as a make I'm like impressing. Do you get? I mean, okay, let me bring it back to living alone in school. Do you get? Living alone in school around that age, you realize that it's not everything you have to depend on your parents for. It's not until you call mommy that I want to buy palm or I want to buy pad. Do you get? Before you can be able to afford it, and that is when it starts to dawn on you that in a few months, I mean, a few years, these people will not even be providing for me again. And what do you have for yourself? Like, can you say you actually have something stored for yourself? But first off, let me clear this thing. Entrepreneurship is not for everybody. Don't say because you want to make this money by force, by fire, you must become an entrepreneur. I mean, I did a short series recently, like storytelling, but on my WhatsApp status and my social media pages, and it was titled The Millennial, right? I actually wanted to like see it through. I probably still will, thinking about it now. I should actually still do it. Anyways, it's titled The Millennial, and in that particular piece, that article that I wrote, it said entrepreneurship is not for everybody. Don't let anybody shame you for being a 9-to-5 worker. Let me put it like that. Sorry, this English no go keep person. For being a 9-to-5 worker, do you get? Like, for doing 9-to-5. Don't let anybody shame you for it. It's not just because Fatima is selling wigs does not mean you have to sell wigs too. Do you get? Just because Bobola is into spare parts doesn't mean that you have to enter spare parts. There are so many ways to learn how to manage money. Do you get? And I think the first thing that you need to do is to calculate your net worth. Most of us feel like net worth is only associated with celebrities. Do you get? Like, waiting be Ronaldo net worth, waiting be Funke Akindele net worth, waiting be, do you get? You can calculate your own net worth too. Net worth simply means your assets minus your liabilities. Do you get? That is your net worth. And I feel like once you know your net worth, then the idea of making money and managing money becomes solid, because you actually know what you are worth. If it's 20 naira you are worth, you'll be like, Omo, I know try you. I have to work towards this. Do you get? So I feel like that is the number one step. You need to know your net worth. Once you know your net worth, other things will follow. Then after calculating your net worth, I feel like we need to set our priorities straight. I feel like the major reason most of us don't have savings or anything to show for, like at the end of a month, and I mean at the end of every month, you can't say this is the amount I put away, this is the amount I saved, whether it's from your allowance or whatever. People say we don't have jobs or this or that. The people that stay from their allowance, do you get? Like, I mean, it's cultivating the habit that matters, learning before that big money now enters your hand. I mean, if you start now with the small 15k, 20k, 30k you're collecting, now like you would have cultivated the habit so that by the time you have that bulky sum or that bulky amount of money with you, you know what to do with it. Do you get? So saving starts from now. Thank God for CowrieWise and PiggyVest in some of us lives like this, because some people would have not known how to save shit. And that is just the truth, and it is very sad. I mean, we're millennials, we should know these things. Do you get? So I feel like we need to set our priorities straight. A lot of people spend money on unnecessary things. I mean, it is okay to want to spoil yourself, everybody does that, but spoil yourself with sense now. Haba, don't just splurge. Okay, let me give you an instance now. Chika collects, let's say, 30k per month, like just for his feeding. Everything else is sorted by Popsy. And then out of this 30k now, he decides, he has a nice phone, nice system, you know, basically everything that any guy would want in his apartment is well furnished. So the 30k is just for feeding. And Chika goes out and he sees, let's say, a carton of maybe Monster, and he buys 3 cartons. I mean, what does he need 3 cartons for? He stores it in his house. Goes out again, sees some, like, he just splurges unnecessarily, and in a week, 30k is gone. feeding allowance. And some people will see it as, chicken are jaye jaye boy, normal. Do you get? But, I mean, thinking about it, it is koma palawa. There's no sense in it. There are so many things he could have done with that 30k. First off, he could have divided it. Let's say, he could have set a tangent for himself. I mean, my roommate once said to me, I know if you're listening to this, God bless you, baby. It really worked. She said, she just walked up to me that day, she woke me up from sleep, I can't remember. She said, guy, let's set a target for ourselves now. Like, every month, just throw 6k somewhere, like, in one account, just throw it there. At least in a month, you see more than 6k. And set it for yourself, pay 6k every month in probably an account or piggyvest or Bitcoin, anything. Sha, just save it somewhere. And I said, Madu. And she said, 6k for what? She said, now calculate with me. 6k for 12 months. That's how much. I told her, I said 72k. And she said, imagine just throwing 6k. I mean, maybe you can even realize 2k for 2 weeks. Do you get? That's 2k, that's 4k. Then extra 2k when you have. Do you get? Just throw it there. It's not something that is hard for, especially students. To spend more than that in a month, do you get? Just throw it there. And you even forget. I mean, once it becomes habitual, you start putting the 6k there without even thinking twice about it. And at the end of the year, you have 72k saved for yourself. I mean, it makes you feel good about yourself that, wow, okay, I know they work, I know they do anything, but because of my smart money management skills, I have 72,000 saved in my name for a whole year. I mean, that is a starting point. It is amazing. Imagine that you probably want to learn something, like these girls that learn fashion design, and you're looking to buy probably a sewing machine for yourself, and you've been waiting for Momsi or Popsi to say something about it, and I don't know, for some reason, maybe they are not saying anything. Now you save 72k in a year. Half that money and go and buy a sewing machine. When your parents see, they'll be like, Mado, where did you get this from? And by the time you explain to them, that sense of pride, self, it will wash over you like, let me buy my thing. Do you understand? So it starts from now. Do you get? Another way is for people that receive big amounts of money, do you get? For some of us that are already working and stuff, and you're like, I'm working, I've just been working and working. I mean, I earn good money for salary, and at the end of the day, there's nothing to show for it. I mean, before you know it, it is gone. It has vanished from the account. My dear, money does not have legs, or coloring, can't walk. You have to spend it. And spending your money recklessly, splurging, would only come back to bite you in the ass. I mean, sometimes you would have incurred debts that you'd be like, shame on you, Jegwese, but like, now me, they owe this much money. Do you understand? So, for people like that, I feel like the best thing to do is to divide your money. I mean, let's say you earn, let me start with something small. Let's say you earn 250k every month. You can say, 10% of that 250k goes to maybe for your short-term goals. You have probably a place, maybe career-wise or piggyvest, to throw it there for short-term goals. Do you get, in a month? Now, short-term goals might be, let's say, you saw this really nice dress, maybe on Fashion Nova, that you want to get, or you're saving towards getting yourself a new laptop. Do you get? Things like that. You can just throw 10% of your income into that account. Do you get? And you look at the salary again. Where is she working? Where is she now? 20% goes to what your long-term goals. Now, this is for millennials that are like, let's say 23-24, that are working towards having some type of property or something for themselves, to get something more solid. Now, long-term goals, you can save up to buy land. Do you get? Like, things like that. I mean, it might seem really small when you start, but trust me, as it starts to accumulate, my dear, you yourself, you'll be like, when I started this thing, it was small. Do you understand? So basically that works too. Then the remaining money, some will say, what about the remaining money? You can still splurge it and all. See, this thing just takes sense. You just have to apply sense and confirm thinking to it. Do you get what I'm saying? Are you feeling me? Okay, you divide your money now into feeding, transport, you know, things that you, my dear, if it is necessary, open book and jot things down. I mean, shout out to my mom, see, she's like that. She's always jotting things down, especially money related things, you know, just scribbling. She has a book so that she monitors her spending. You get, so she knows where this is going. Some of you say it is Aruru or whatever or stinginess, but it is not. I mean, it gives you a clear sense of what is what. Do you get? It makes you understand what is important, what is top priority, and what can come later. And by the time you start to own your money management skills, by the time you're older, it won't be hard for you. Do you get to keep up? I mean, some people now splurge and start to live a lifestyle that they cannot continue to manage. Do you understand? But if you take it like this, I mean, you know, you are like, it doesn't choke you. Do you get? Bills, responsibilities and stuff like that, they won't choke you. It will be extremely, extremely, extremely easy to manage. Seba, my dear, you can't conquer the money issue. That is fend for yourself if you don't know how to manage money, which is why we're talking about money management. Do you understand? So to conquer the money issue, that is to be able to fend for yourself in future, you have to know how to manage money. I mean, most of these people you see that are making a shitload of money, if they were very careless with their money, nothing will remain. They go just, they wear clothes like this. They don't get shishi for accounts, which is what some people already even do, which is how some people already live their lives, which is bad because it only come back to bite them. Do you understand? So please, we have to learn money management skills. Like, it is very important, and starting is the hard part. I mean, see, it's not easy, but to cut back on some things, I mean, some of you, when you take these tips now that I've given and you start to apply, trust me, it's never easy. It doesn't just come easy like that now. It is never easy, to be very honest. You go digress more, as in your leg go, you go shake at some point. Do you get? But that is why you should not rush things. I mean, don't just cut. It's like an addiction now. Let's say you're going to rehab and... Okay, no, let me not use that analogy. That is very weird. okay, which analogy can I use? Okay. It's like you're like really addicted to something, and then all of a sudden it just gets taken away from you. I mean, you start to starve, hunger for it, you start to crave it. And it can be very dangerous because once you taste it once back again, you fall right back. Do you get? So you have to take it step by step. Don't just yank the whole thing. Do you get? I mean, if you used to spoil yourself with some treated fashion Nova, you know, splurge on clothes, shoes, and all of that, you can start by reducing the splurging to only clothes. I mean, remove the shoes and bags part. Do you get? And like that, continue to cut back until you're able to like conquer it. Do you understand? So that's just the way it goes. I mean, nobody's really a genius at these things. All we can do is try, but I'm telling you, like, it is extremely important. See, money in the life of a millennial, ha, Olagbara, it's serious something. Do you get? And also, hey, my dear millennials, please talk to your friends about money. See, anybody that doesn't like to talk about money just means that it's money that is controlling them. They don't want to realize that they're not in control of their money. Chickets. So talk, have conversations like this about money management with your friends. So even show you the type of people that you're working with. Chickets. Is, are they people that can impact your life positively or not? Chickets. So talk to them. I mean, have that conversation. Don't mind anybody. Have that conversation. Sit them down. Talk about money. This is why you should have good people in your life. People that are hardworking. People that want to make money. there's this new thing that even came out, that started this Tradera, what do they call it? Apparently, people have been cashing out a lot from me too. If you are one of you that have been cashing out, send me a voice message now, or just, you know, comment or say something, let me know. By the way, I have a friend that is into it. He's like really, really good at this stuff. I mean, he has been trading, he has been into Forex for a while. Shout out to you, AG, at that boy AG. You can reach him on Twitter if you are confused about the whole Tradera thing. Can text me, I can link you up with him. He's really good. So have conversations with your friends about money. I mean, if I didn't have a conversation about money with AG, I would have not known anything about Tradera. And apparently people are cashing out a lot from it. So have conversations about money with your friends. Okay, so I really hope we've been able to tackle the money issue for a while now. If you have any more questions or you're not clear about something, feel free to drop a voice message on Anchor. Reach out to me on my social media handles at our name is your C. And, you know, just keep listening, keep sharing, keep dropping your reviews. Until next time, guys. Bye.